so many people add or take away from the foundational truths found in God's word, we need to stick to sound doctrine. If Satan can deceive just one person and convince them to believe in another Jesus, he will many times give them a voice to then go and deceive others. What has happened with many of these cults, the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons and so on, there's so many, you know, and some of them are not as well known as those, so that's why I bring those up. But if they can get that person who's going to lead the masses astray, if the enemy can get them to walk away from sound doctrine, to not hear sound doctrine, then he can go ahead and manipulate that person into deceiving mass amounts of people. So he did just that with the founder of Islam, Muhammad. If you know the story of Muhammad's encounter with a supposed angel, this being claimed to be the angel Gabriel, this angel tormented Muhammad and commanded him to read. Except Muhammad was illiterate, and a lot of people don't realize that. They don't know that. The angel went on tormenting him. And every time an angel appears in the Bible, in the actual Bible, not the Quran, that angel always tells the person not to fear, not to be afraid. Here, we find an angel that's tormenting this man, claiming to be the angel Gabriel, a servant of the Lord. The message this angel gave Muhammad contains some similarities to the true gospel, but with the similarities, many falsehoods. The greatest of those falsehoods being that God had no son, and that Jesus was no more than a righteous prophet. This fallen angel who called himself Gabriel was probably Satan himself. Considering how influential Islam has become in our world, I don't believe Satan would have missed the opportunity to plant as many seeds of deception in the mind and heart of the man who would convince the masses. And he would convince them to place their faith in this false gospel. So regardless of what people may tell you, Muslim and non-Muslim, their God is not our God. Their God is not Yahweh.